Hey, welcome back. We're here to wrap up the McKinney-Corlin political commentary, which is getting to be an incredibly integral part of KER politics. You know, in the first segment, we talked about the COVID mandate collapse. Second segment, we talked about political payoffs. Third segment, we talk about, is there a potential FBI involvement in elections, along with perhaps an organization like Facebook? In this last section, Jimmy, we're going to wrap everything up. Why don't you start?
Yeah, so we've been seeing some poll numbers that show Joe Biden getting a little bit better support, somewhere in the drop from the low 30s to 40, basically 8 to 10 point increase over the last few weeks.
Right.
Interesting that, in fact, you know, Joe Biden had COVID. He was out for a couple weeks because of it. It lingered for a while. He still was pitching the vaccinations and the fact that he was boosted. So it's a little bit contradictory for the Democratic run House oversight review of the vaccine process to blame Trump for the vaccine when the Biden regime continues to push the vaccinations even today. And of course, we're seeing the fallback, as we mentioned in the first segment, with the Superior Court in D.C., kind of maybe opening the dam with legal issues for states and cities that have forced the mandates, and probably at a federal situation in the future as well.
You know, we talked about something that I think is also very important, and that is that with the Superior Court decision in Washington, D.C., what's that going to do to the economy of many of the, I would have to say, firms that are involved in this collapse?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Well, we talked a little bit about that first segment, but I do think you're going to see, you know, the potential for some of them paying some pretty big fines and probably some legal payouts for staff that they were forced out. And
yeah,
of course, we're going to see that in city, as we talked earlier about the cities and the counties and the states that have done that. If in fact, you know, this stuff holds up in court, and with all the information coming out about the vaccinations and lawsuits against Pfizer being the most corrupt country and company in the world, the one that has paid the largest fine for fraud in history, may in fact face some serious legal liability in time. And certainly if Democrats lose the House and potentially the Senate, they'll face some very serious investigations and, you know, may be forced to pay some very, very big fines. So that will have a big impact.
What's that going to, I mean, in your opinion, Jimmy, is that going to perhaps, if it goes the way you just intimated that it might, would that involve Fauci in any way, shape, or form?
So I do believe that there's going to be no way that Francis Collins, Anthony Fauci, some of the other FDA officials, some of the people that Peter Daszak from North Carolina, some of the people that have actually were involved in attempting to separate the U.S. government's involvement in Wuhan lab funding and funding for gain-of-function research that circumvented congressional and even executive orders from 2014.
Yeah,
under the Obama administration. I do think you're going to see a lot of potential problems there for him legally, for Fauci and people like that. I think there's, you know, it's hard to say right now in America because most of the congressional testimonies and these different hearings become showboats.
Yeah.
Without little function. But in this case, there was so much damage done to the economy, so much damage done to individuals, and the information coming out about pushing these vaccinations and the continual lies that have come out of the federal government. But more importantly, when the government got involved in censoring information that was either factual or well researched or inquiring, when the government got involved in censoring that type of information and at public attack, there's some liabilities there that I think Fauci and many others will face. And in conjunction with what the FBI and the DOJ have been doing with both the Trump, this whole Mar-a-Lago investigation, but what we're seeing they did to protect Hunter Biden, as we mentioned in the previous segment. I mean, there's going to be a lot of liability if this stuff opens up. And I think there's a level of desperation right now in the Democratic Party, in the Democratic leadership, and with the global corporate entities that are attempting to control these messages and control this this information, that they may be facing liability. And I think part of the reason why you're seeing some of these polling numbers go up is because the same companies, corporations, global entities that actually run some of this polling information are connected very directly to those very influential corporations and political actors.
Jim, in what sense are they connected?
So let's say, Nate Silver's, whatever it is, 553, I can't remember his little organization. It actually is, he does polling, right? And he's the one that is kind of on the left. He's the guy that is quoted by New York Times, and by the Washington Post, by CNN, by all these people, Nate Silver's little polling organization. He's actually owned by ABC Disney.
Isn't that interesting?
So you've got corporate entities that are very directly involved. Basically, the entire political world of the United States has become one giant grift activity, one after another. People like the Lincoln Project, you know, who's funding them? And when you see these poll numbers for Joe Biden and you see them coming up, I'm going to speculate that a lot of this is driven by, you know, very skewed type of polling. It's very easy to skew a poll based on how you ask the question.
You bet it is. Numbers can be made to say anything.
That's right. Statistics don't lie, but liars use statistics all the time.
Right.
And here's what may be happening. I think that a lot of this push by these big global corporate entities, the Democratic Party, and some of these pollsters that are very much supporting the administration, the regime that's in power, because they can buy what they want out of it. I think they are attempting to raise Biden's profile right now so that they can keep funding going into the midterms, because their numbers were so far down and the implications were severe for the Democratic Party in the midterm elections, based on all historical precedents of a president that's in such bad shape, that in fact funding was probably an issue. And you know, people are going to say, "Oh, they're getting all kinds of funding, little donors, and a lot of this." But the reality is, they need a lot, because they've got an entire, you know, unbelievable market of an entire economy that's built on this whole political craziness, and as well as the media that's connected with it, the corporate media that's trying to protect an agenda. And that agenda is to crush small business, so the big corporations, the Amazons, Googles, Microsoft, so they own, control everything based on their agenda, and we all become their slaves.
Yeah. You know, one thing I have to say is, isn't it interesting how complicated and interwoven the COVID situation has gotten to be in the United States? I mean, you look at its involvement in the business community, you look at its involvement in the political community, you look at its involvement in the medical community, and on and on and on. Somebody really did a masterful job in terms of getting COVID involved in the United States, Jim.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, you've got to look back to the Chinese, the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, the Chinese Communist Party, and all the actors that were manipulated by propaganda that scared the heck out of people when the first lockdowns in China were happening and people were falling dead on the street. People were incredibly afraid of this. And it was a propaganda effort. It was an incredibly effective information warfare campaign. And again, many people in America, a lot of politicians used it to their advantage. And because of that, now they're going to have to face the music if we can keep an open press. But they don't just want to take your guns. I think it was Alex Jones even said, they want to take your tongue. They want to silence people. And what we see, what the FBI did with the Hunter Biden laptop, what they did with Mar-a-Lago, what were they doing around the country with silencing facts on the COVID research that's coming out, right. Incredibly, incredibly damaging.
Jimmy, I want to wrap this up with the following statement. And the statement is incredibly, and that is the following. incredible, and that is the following. Look at both sides of every story, and that way you can make an informed decision.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.